brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It just gets richer and richer. Rat singer Benedict is in Istanbul right now. He's having his big Turkey summit. There's riots all over the place. Meeting with the 33 world religions. How Illuminati does it have to get? Calling for a world religion. And the headline, now this is out of the Associated Press, Kissinger to serve as papal advisor. Excuse me, this is the Register. Pope Benedict has invited Henry Kissinger, former advisor to Richard Nixon, to be the political consultant, and he accepted. So not only is Kissinger at the White House every week running things, now he'll openly be advising Ratzinger. Heaven help us. And how blasphemous is it that Pope John Paul II and Ratzinger, Benedict, both are saying we need to all religions come together and all religions are one and calling for a new world order. And again, I'm not here bashing Catholics, folks. The Protestant leaders are a bunch of political pimps as well. But, I mean, heaven help us. If you don't see the world government coming into view right now, Kissinger is the guy that was going to run the, quote, independent 9/11 commission. Independent, appointed by Bush. Is there no end to it? All right, when we get back from this next break, I'm going to go over the history of the police state. We'll get to your calls. I'm going to break down just some of the thoughts I had this weekend. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. I wrote 5 pages of notes just with different points I wanted to make about how far along the police state's gone. But this mainly gets into the psychology of it and the history of it, not the gadgetry and the mechanisms of it. You know, we cover that more than we cover the psychology of it, but I got cut by the end of the hour there, and I wanted to say that for all of my problems, I mean, I'm not the best. I certainly am humbled by the fact that I am the biggest thing there is in the fight against the New World Order in this country. That's very humbling. I don't like that, by the way. I really am an artist. I just want to live my life and spend time with my family, and I am forced to just fight the globalist. And to have this knowledge, to know how evil they are, I mean, it's fathomless, but at least I can say that I know that they're as evil as it gets, and to know that they just out in the open. The country's dead. They've signed the North American Union. We're going into it. They're abolishing every bedrock canon of our once great republic. They're breaking down the family, breaking down the society, brainwashing the public, poisoning us in our air, water, and food by design, involved in just every crime you can imagine openly. And then you've got all these Dudley Do-Right police and social servants and school teachers and bureaucrats who empower this, all implementing their little control freak piece of the puzzle. I mean, Target's paying all over the country to surveil the public and put up watchtowers. Our cities are being turned into camps. Target surveils all their customers. I've been meaning to talk about that. They're becoming more and more public. I heard some NPR piece where they said they're really a high-tech surveillance company that just does some retail sales on the side. They're consulting your major police departments. It's just, how do you even try to drink the Atlantic Ocean with a teacup? I can't even tell you how bad it is. One has to simply behold it. One cannot describe it. It's big. It's bad. And it's here. And so many people that serve this system think they're doing good. You're doing the opposite. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In every society, in all cultures, throughout all of recorded human civilization and societies, going back 6,000 years, any armed force funded and financed by the people always goes bad if it isn't bad from the founding. That's more the case than not. Figure out that they can easily take control of the society because of their monopoly of the force continuum, and they set up their own petty dictatorships, their own plutocracies, their own oligarchies. And a more modern example in the scheme of time was 2,000 plus years ago with Julius Caesar. Before, the Caesars weren't allowed to have their own police force in the city of Rome. Because if a Roman general, this is how they got the Caesars, ever brought in his troops, he could simply seize control of the seat of government and make himself a dictator, and the Roman Senate wasn't stupid. They basically had a posse comitatus law. You couldn't have your legions in Rome. You couldn't have them anywhere south of the Rubicon River in the north. You couldn't have them north of a small mountain range in the south. You couldn't bring your troops into the country because generals can't be trusted. Why do police wear blue? Well, because we adopted it according to the Italian police uniform of dark blue, which itself, this is in the encyclopedia, was adopted because of the Praetorian Guard, but I already jump ahead. And so Julius Caesar crosses with his legions across the Rubicon. He comes into Rome and makes himself the emperor. Well, by the end, in 410, when Alaric and the Visigoths sacked Rome, Rome was a shell of itself because sometimes they had a new Caesar every month. Sometimes they had multiple Caesars every year. Then they split Rome into the Eastern and Western empires to share power. And who was the Caesar? The Caesar always became the general. And more often than not, it was the general who was in control of the Roman legion in Rome. Or his own little personal guard, the spoiled, rotten Praetorians who wore the long, flowing blue capes of Caesar. They didn't wear a red uniform. They wore a blue uniform. So our police actually wear the outfits of the very stinkers that finally brought down Rome. In Rome's golden age, when it built itself up, it was very stoic, very serious. Corruption was not accepted. People's property rights, if they were citizens, were absolutely sacrosanct. By the end of it, it was just a bunch of greedy, corrupt police, literally ruling everything, greedily robbing everyone, totally decadent, and the thing fell apart and the barbarians took over. And so we have the Roman legions coming into Rome, and whoever had control of the legions in Rome became the king. And the local police force, the Praetorian, would figure out very quickly that, well, we can just go stab Caesar to death, and I'll be the top dog, and then we make the general the top dog, and they make all these big payoffs to the police. That's who they were. Back then, stuff was so corrupt. The fire departments in Rome, you had to pay them protection money, or they'd burn down your section of the city, the Greek, the Jewish, the Christian sections. Fire departments today are great people, but back then, well, that's what you think the Italian mob invented the idea of pay us protection or insurance money, or somebody will burn down your warehouse or burn down your grocery store or burn down your textile plant? No, that was just, it was a repeat. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And then now when La Cosa Nostra got exposed back in the late 50s, what we already knew was made public, and that was they were modeling themselves off of the Roman legions, the Roman system. In fact, that's how Julius Caesar's family made their money to position him for power, was that his family owned the Roman fire department. And you had to pay them tribute or they'd burn your building down. So basically, you had the fire department and the police department, and then they became the rulers of the empire because they were there in the city where the government was located. But it got to where there were so many coup d'etats that government couldn't run and couldn't operate. There was no debate. There was no pious behavior. Everything degenerated into sports and diversions and distractions. And now we accelerate forward to the 1870s. There were gang riots in New York. And the different racial gangs, the gangs of New York was put out by Scorsese a few years ago is loosely based on that. What did the city do? They went and hired the biggest gang and put them in blue uniforms. Previously it was the sheriff. Previously it was the constable. These were elected positions. They served the people. The people were pretty virtuous by and large. Crime was heavily punished. If you did actually hurt somebody, they would hunt you down. It was taken very seriously, so there wasn't a lot of crime. But they set up from day one, the New York Police Department was a pack of criminals. And they set them up and put them in little Roman outfits. Okay, high authority, blue uniforms with lots of brass and badges to make everybody be real scared. Oh, my gosh, they're the bosses. And they'd go around and crack heads and keep everyone safe. Then they figured out real quick that they could run the organized crime, which they do to this day. That's mainstream history. You think the average cop in New York even knows that? No. You think the average state police officer in, say, Kansas or Texas knows that? They don't know the state police were set up in 1933 by the federal government or really federal police. They don't know anything. They ignorantly pull you over and say they want to search your car with no probable cause and no warrant and just say because they say so. And they intimidate you into doing it. Now, I say this. The police want to treat us all like criminals. And they're all taught that it's a thin blue line and the whole world's against them and society will implode if they don't get tough and get rough. And I say this, history, the facts, the numbers convict you. Police are twice as likely to be involved in all forms of crime. That's an official Justice Department number. We talked about CPS workers are five times more likely. Truancy officers, it's off the chart. But police are twice as likely. Why is that? Because most criminals really aren't stupid, and crime really does pay. And there's little criminal networks in the police department, and they recruit in their young nephews and their cousins, and it's a family operation, even in big cities. And it's these little social networking groups, and they keep some of the drug money, and they keep some of the cash, and they all live in houses too big and too expensive, and they drive Escalades and, you know, Mercedes, and it's a sick joke. Now, the poor local beat cop, he's not in on that cut, but the higher-ups are. And the feds run their former FBI and BATF and federal marshals in all the small towns now. I mean, and they're feeding, setting up their own little boss hog operations there. And so that's why now suddenly when the cops pull you over, they're not polite to you. They'll scream at you. They'll yell at you. Because that's actually encouraged, folks. They're letting you know who the boss is. The feds even say the rudeness at the airport is encouraged because they're getting you ready for that on the streets of America. Comprende? Look at the history. Look at Mexico. Look at other countries, how the police treat you. Again, these are corrupt systems. They want you to be intimidated. That's the whole point. The government's gone completely criminal. One of the reasons our country was so free compared to others is because we didn't have a lot of police. And the sheriff was elected. And if he got out of line, he got run out on a rail. When he needed more people, he said, I need help. And the men all held up their guns and said, let's go. Now you go jump through hoops and get a concealed carry. And when you get pulled over like a criminal, you got to put your hands up. Oh, but a real criminal is going to tell you they got a gun. See how pathetically they treat us and how we just accept this? And then some guy who had a concealed carry this weekend told me, oh, no, the Second Amendment's a privilege. They taught him in the class. Just like a cop will tell you driving's a privilege. No, it isn't. You were lied to. I know all the cases. I know the jurisprudence. I know the common law. You don't. Okay? You're ignorant. And I know statistically there are a lot more criminals in your ranks than anywhere else in society. So for you to sit up there all high and mighty and preach to me and mine, and yell at me, and prod me, and bug your eyes out at me while you put up all your cameras and your federal control system, it makes me sick. And then I don't have to go outside Texas. I mean, we got Tulia, Texas, where 56 black people were arrested, no drugs found, one racist cop getting thousands of dollars in bonuses, every person he set up all going to prison. In Dallas, it was admitted they would just randomly pull over cars and throw bags of chalk in the back and take their cars and houses, no due process, under asset forfeiture seizure. How'd you swing that one? Houston, Texas, the police chief admitted more than 4,000 people who were totally innocent were completely framed in your crime lab. Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, head of the FBI crime labs, told you the same thing federally. In Boston, that movie, The Departed, is based on a true story, where the police department's basically half mobsters, and the other half are scared of them getting killed. Good cops are getting holes put in them. Hey, that's how the real world works. So the age of the cop getting the cat out of the tree and changing your tire is over. The age of the cops get slapped on the back so much their back's sore and everybody's trying to give them pie and pieces of cake. That's all over because you're not peace officers anymore. You're not guardians anymore. You're an errand boy for the New World Order. On the good side, you're out there raising taxes, out there generating revenue. On the bad side, you're a mobster. So they want to point and all these shows like Cops, where they show all the miscreants in America, but none of the good people. It's always meant to show the cops is good, we're bad. It's all brainwashing, and you're buying your own propaganda. Some more key points straight ahead. Stay with me.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The song's for all the bad cops out there. Talk about the police. The bureaucracy itself. That's where the rubber meets the road. How does the IRS take your house, your car, everything you've got without a judge, without a jury, without due process. This is the private banking system. They set it up. They just tell you this is the way it is. They have their own federally hired and trained enforcers, totally brainwashed, and you know, high level. He was high level for only being in there, 7 years? Joe Bannister heard a talk radio show in California, Treasury agent, you know, every week raiding people, and he heard all these claims about private banks and the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the 16th and 17th Amendment. He didn't believe it. He spent 2 years, almost every day, researching it, and he found out it was all true. So listen, if you want to find out the reality here, and you want to just stop going off what your superiors are telling you, I'm confident we have the truth. You know, how do you take people's private property without due process? How do you take their children? How does CPS do that? How do they do that? And then you get into the family court and there's no due process. These are new courts, and now they've got the administrative law courts doing the same thing with businesses. And then you just, oh, well, it's a new procedure. You see, you're breaking the law. When a cop pulls you over and doesn't have due process and asks, do you mind if I search, that means he doesn't have due process. And you say no, and they argue with you, they're violating one of the big ones. I mean, there's only 10 of them. And they're confused that you're upset, that they're literally stomping on the soul of America. What is America? It isn't just our geographic boundaries. It's our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. Do you know how hard those were fought for? Do you know what happens when you don't have those? Do you know how bad tyranny is? Do you want your children growing up in that? I mean, I hear cops on the radio here. One of them's got a radio show in Austin saying everybody needs a breathalyzer. Guilty until proven innocent is good. Cameras looking, scanning your faces. Helicopters looking through your walls are good. No due process is good. Let's just trust the government to have no restraints on it. Well, let me tell you, that's been tried before. That's the way the rest of the world works, and it's real bad. I mean, living under bondage is not fun, boys and girls. And we don't just have some good old boy boss hog system coming into place. I mean, frankly, I could live with that. I'd fight it and speak out against it, but I wouldn't be sweaty-palmed over it. And, folks, I am sweaty-palmed over what's happening now. I mean, this is focused, crafted, federalized, mechanized. And I see what our country is turning into, and I see there's so many people who in their lives have learned to just say yes to the system and climb that social ladder and just go along with whatever you're told and whatever happens. Why do you think the establishment, the big private banks that own this country, are racing with every cop show and every TV show and every fiction show to show the people as bad, to show the police is perfect, to show that the Bill of Rights is obsolete? Because they plan to have a depression in this country. We have the IMF World Bank documents. They plan on taking everything we've got, stealing it from us. They don't want a good economy. They don't want a middle class. They're killing this country right now. And they plan, when people riot in the streets and go absolutely haywire, on rolling out the microwave guns and the sound cannons and putting people in FEMA camps and police, if you think that's going to be good for your bass fishing time and your deer hunting and your carousing at the local country bars, I got another thing to tell you here. It's going to be the opposite. And you're going to lose what you got. I mean, this is not good for anybody. I mean, listen, I'm your best friend here. And I'm telling you, you've been brainwashed. You've been bent. You've been brought over to the dark side, and I'm here talking straight to you. You know, your captain doesn't tell you not to give your kids vaccines. Your captain, oh, it's sick. And then how they're told to give illegal aliens a pass. There are a bunch of police on record talking about that. I got articles about it today. And then how the police break all these laws, but it's okay when they do, but when we don't. I mean, you're trying to run us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. Texas, hello Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight, I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long Texas, hello Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There go controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. Yep, turnabout's fair play. Heck, I already love the food and tequila. I'm gonna fly that long star flag at Old Glory every day. I'm gonna celebrate every 4th of July. I'm gonna make them print them forms in English just for me. I'm gonna marry me a pretty senorita. We're gonna have free medical care and free education for all our kids. Heck, playing my old guitar is the only other skill I got. I wonder if we'll see old George Strait over there.
Hey, gringo, you're swimming the wrong way, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, amigo.
Welcome back.
You got a fish there?
Yeah, you try going down there, they'll beat you up, put you in a camp, and suck every dime out of your family. Don't try it for a minute. And, of course, that is Johnny Tex and the Texican song, So Long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. That got sent into our office. We appreciate that. Got some pretty well-known musicians in that band. By the way, Lou Dobbs just had a big poll. 94% oppose federal government taking city states to court over anti-immigration ordinances, which they're now trying to do to Farmers Branch, Texas, and others. They just simply try to enforce the law. And I heard about this last week. I did confirm it. Texas2way.org. All over the state of Texas, the feds are coming in with grant money for this, and they're telling teachers that can't speak Spanish they're going to be fired, and they're going to teach core curriculum. That's math. That's English. They're going to make you take that in Spanish. Yep, going to make you speak Spanish. That's the New World Order for you. And so that's just some of the reports here I've got on that. I know we got a load of phone lines. We'll try to jam you in, but I wanted to get Steve Watson in here today. He's written several big articles. So has his brother on this former KGB agent that got poisoned with this rare radioactive isotope. And so many people want to say that Israel killed him. Now, again, we're not saying Israel is as pure as a driven snow. We're critical of Israel on a lot of issues. But this doesn't make any sense. That Israel would poison this guy to, quote, blame it on Putin. Putin's had a bunch of people killed. Putin got caught planting bombs in a 4th apartment building that his FSB did. His own FSB officers have gone public, including this guy they just killed. Putin rode to the success of those bombings to get his approval rating up, to have the Chechenian war, to get elected, to have a police state crackdown. And I'm not saying Israel or the CIA or somebody else couldn't poison this guy. It just doesn't make sense. And so this has created quite a debate. One bizarre neo-lib site says we're anti-Semitic for not saying Israel did it because we use the word neocon. So we're saying Israel, it looks like, wasn't involved, so we're anti-Semitic. I mean, this is really starting to get weird. But Steve Watson, you're there in London a few miles away from where this guy got poisoned. You've done a lot of research on this. What's really going on, Steve?
Well, hello, Alex. Yeah, it's good to be back on again. As you say, it's created quite a stir. It's created quite a debate. And as you say, today we've been labelled anti-Semitic, which is pretty bizarre because last week we were Zionist gatekeepers. Basically, we're just trying to cover all angles on this because no one's really got all the answers. So we've just got to look at this, look at both sides, and it seems that there's a lot of speculation. There's not a lot of answers, so we've got to look at both sides. And there's basically two camps emerging. One being, you know, that he was bumped off by Putin's government.
Well, for those that just joined us, Steve, are you on a cordless phone?
No, I'm not, no.
We got a bad connection. Well, so what? You're in London. It doesn't matter. Tell us about this guy, who he was, the apartment bombings. Let's cover that first, and then let's get into what happened to him.
Okay, well, basically, he's a former KGB officer who fled Russia around 2000 to come to London when Putin came into power. He's accused Putin of being behind the poisoning, obviously. Experts have said that the use of the rare isotope could only be made in a nuclear reactor, so it suggests a powerful state is behind his poisoning. He basically wrote a book, as he say, detailing the way that in 1999 there was a series of bombings carried out in Russia, which was blamed on Chechen separatists to justify aggression in that region. During one of the bombings... Sorry, go on.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, during one of the bombings, basically a load of FSB agents, which is the Russian version of the FBI, were basically caught in there planting explosives. The explosives were pretty much the same ones that were used in all the other attacks of that year.
Hexogen.
Yeah. So basically, this guy, Litvinenko, wrote a book detailing this. And there's today, Raw Story put out a report saying that two former CIA officers have detailed this as well, saying that his death's linked to these false flag bombings. He was also investigating the murder of the Russian journalist, Anna Politkovskaya.
Now, that's the key. Let me jump in here for a second. She had exposed the fact that the Beslan massacre was an inside job, very prominent, with the biggest paper in Russia, very respected, just always been on target. She'd been exposing the bombs in the buildings as well. And they'd already poisoned her once on an airplane. She had to be carried off of it, passed out, when she was going to Beslan. And so the point is, Israel has no reason to keep killing, it's over 14 of them now, reporters that were exposing this. And it hadn't gotten a lot of press. The Israeli press isn't really covering it. So why every time something happens does it have to be Israel that's behind it? I mean, it starts getting really ridiculous.
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, we're trying to get to the facts of the story. We're looking at all sides of this, and we're getting accused of ludicrous things. So we're trying to ignore that and just get to the facts of this story. I mean, if we go back to the journalist, Politkovskaya, last week, the UN Committee on Torture confirmed that there is, Russian torture. They've got secret detention centers in Chechnya.
Putin's good. He's fighting the Zionists. He's loving.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why they're being attacked. But, when you look at the facts, you can see that there's a clear line of events linked to this poisoning, and there's a motive. Now, if you look at the other side of it, yeah, there's some things that you can say stand up, but, there's not really a motive there, so it's pretty clear what there's a motive on this side and there isn't one on the other side. So.
Well, they claim the motive is to embarrass Putin. He doesn't care. They've been openly killing reporters all over the place, openly arresting them. The guys at least put hammer and sickles back on the tanks.
Well, yeah, they're also saying... The other side of it is they're saying that these exiled oligarchs, enemies of Putin, did this as a form of propaganda to make him look bad, so that he...
A reverse false flag, which could be the case, but where's the evidence?
Yeah. We're not saying that is not definitively the case. We don't know. Nobody knows. That's why there's an investigation.
That would be a triple cross, and triple crosses are just as common as double crosses.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but all we're saying is, the evidence suggests that it's Russian intelligence. Now, they're saying that, they wouldn't have made it this public, they would have done it quietly, they would have just taken him out. Well, not necessarily. If they want to send a message to other enemies of, Putin, that, if you're going to do this, we're going to take you out, and it's going to be like this. It's over the course of a week.
Yeah, it's part of a larger pattern. These are people exposing what Putin did when he was vice president, rising to power, and the former KGB agent who was poisoned with a radiation weapon, with a radioactive isotope, it's important to note that on his deathbed, he said the Russian government killed him. Why would he on his deathbed lie?
Well, yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense. But, you know, I mean, going back to the Beslan thing, that's an important part of it. It needs to be looked into, because we've sort of tried to expose on previous occasions that was, at the very least, it was allowed to happen again.
And now the local police say it's an inside job. The reporters say it's an inside job. And it was the big school massacre. For those who don't know, you've got government commandos in the black mask posing as the Muslims. They detonate a bomb. They run out the back. They're allowed to escape. They go in and shoot people running out, the police outside. It's the same. Putin clearly did the same thing with the theater siege.
Yeah, I mean, when you look into these things, you know, you can see a clear line of events. But, I mean, we've got data pages on the Beslan siege, and you can spend a good couple of hours on the website looking into that, and it becomes quite clear that, at the very least, it was staged, it was allowed to happen. Now, the journalist, Politkovsky, was when she was poisoned herself, she was on the way to report on that massacre, and it was said that she'd never, you know, she'd never got over the fact that she was unable to report on it. And so she was going to release information on that as well before she was murdered. Now, Litvinenko apparently was coming into possession of the documents and the information that she'd been about to publish, and then, you know, magically he was poisoned. So it's a clear motive, and it's, you know, it's pretty fairly obvious when you look into it.
Well, you put out a report, then your brother put out a report. I was lavishing myself on a much deserved and needed R&R, and I come back with everybody freaking out.
Yeah, it has got, you know, it's got... got to the point where, you know, getting to the truth has become kind of secondary to this sort of rabid debate that's going on.
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny, this weekend when I didn't even know all this was going on, I was thinking how stupid it is that whenever the Chinese are involved in a crime or the CIA or British intelligence, we can never talk about it because with no evidence it's always got to be the Jews.
Yeah.
And that's what's frustrating. We'll expose the government-sponsored terror in Israel, the corruption, the murders, certainly Israel's out of control. But just to claim everything's Israel...
With no evidence, you know.
Well, and then to have weirdo neo-lib websites posing as libertarians, yeah, with just childish name-calling, calling us anti-Semites, and I refuse to give them any attention when they do this. It's just jealousy. But, I mean, it's so infantile, the attacks.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty silly to say you've got all the answers to everything when you don't. And what we do is we present, you know, both sides of the story. We try to anyway. We're not gatekeeping for the left or the right, and that's why you see all aspects of it covered. I mean, you know, the fact that we get attacked by lefties as righties, and we get attacked by righties as lefties, shows that we're not either. We're independent, and we're just, you know, because we know that the left-right paradigm is theater.
Exactly. And, you know, you've got a PhD in political science and foreign affairs. But, I mean, you bring more than just your degree to your analysis. You just go for the truth. You go after what the information shows. We go wherever it leads, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't ignore the mainstream media. And the mainstream media is covering the fact that these, you know, shady links to the Beslan massacre, etc. You can't ignore that and just say, oh, well, you know, that's the last... just the mainstream media again. You have to at least address it. And, you know, the sort of immature attacks that we've been getting for just doing that is ludicrous. I mean, there's a blogger today who even attacked the 9/11 truth movement over this issue, saying that, you know, Litvinenko was a wacko like 9/11.
Well, yeah, the individual seemed almost gleeful. Oh, well, this person's dead now, and ha-ha, he tried to shell the 9/11 truth movement in Russia, and he failed. He failed. I mean, we got a bunch of FSB people. Moscow police caught these individuals planting bombs. They'd already blown up three apartment buildings.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is his whole rationale for how this is implausible that it could be the Russians, because, you know, if they would have assassinated him, they would have done it professionally. Okay. But then on the other hand,
they did it to send a message. Russians are known for using radiation as a weapon.
Yeah, but on the other hand, going back to the 9/11 truth movement, he then says his whole basis for that is that, you know, U.S. intelligence is completely incompetent, and, you know, there were gaps everywhere, and American intelligence always messes up, but Russian intelligence, you know, they never mess up. So it's flip-flopping between, you know, different issues.
Well, that's why people that run those type of sites have lost their 90% of their audiences, and they'll lose them all.
Half the time, I don't even understand it, to be honest. I don't even understand what they're attacking us about.
They're attacking us because we're successful. Steve, stay there.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I know we got loaded phones, and I apologize to the callers. We're just out of time. I wanted to get to you, but I can't. Tomorrow we'll attempt it. I really appreciate you listeners, and I apologize when you do hold and we don't get to you. But we need to finish up with this story. Yeah, Steve, we don't have an axe to grind. You know, I have people that say I'm a devil co-agitator of the Grand Pontiff of the 12th Realm, jibbledy-jabber, because I don't say that Pope Benedict runs everything and drinks goblets of blood. And I get attacked because I don't say it's all the Jews, or I get attacked because I don't think it's the reptoid space aliens. And there's all these little factions who, it's like religions. It's about hating one group. Now, I just criticize, not because you've pressured me, but because I always criticize. I read a mainstream news story where he's having 33 world religions meeting over in Istanbul, Turkey. He's got Henry Kissinger advising him. They're calling for a new world order. I mean, clearly the Catholic Church is in deep trouble and run by some very serious people. And, I mean, my gosh, I mean, the Bible tells you not to have any other religions, and here they are saying they're all the same. I mean, that's just 101 bad news. But again, it's a religion. If I suddenly came out and said I hate all the Jews, then people would still say, well, you don't hate all the Catholics. No, it's not the Jews, it's the Catholics. No, folks, it's evil people. And they're in control of almost every major organization. Just like the police themselves aren't bad, the system is corrupt. Any more comments on that, Steve?
Well, yeah, I mean, going back to Vladimir Putin, a lot of these bloggers have got an axe to grind, and I just find it strange why they're defending him, because, you know, it's well known that since he came to power, he's been enslaving his people, he's been making the world less safe by, you know, becoming the biggest arms dealer to places like Iran, which are, you know, they're part of the axis of evil, aren't they? You know, and he's excavated.
But wait a minute, George Bush said that Pooty Poot, and that's his nickname, Bush has a scatological name for everyone because he's totally sick, Pooty Poot, he looked in his eyes and saw a soul of love. So, I mean, George Bush says he's good, it must be true.
Yeah, I mean, also human rights record is appalling. You know, there's been a vast crackdown on civil rights. He shut down independent media.
Since he got into power, the Russian life expectancy of males has dropped by a decade, women by 8 years. I mean, something's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to defend him when it's very clear that all these things are going on. You know, it's in the news every day. So to suggest that there's some kind of vast conspiracy against him, you know, that's the kooky theory. We're not giving out a kooky
theory. Yeah, I mean, we have high-level British agents on saying the government carries out most of the bombings. We have high-level agents on saying the Russian government's doing it. They caught him red-handed. Our government's doing it. Governments are doing this, and you've got a crowd that doesn't want the people to learn about government-sponsored terror. And if they've got to spin it and blame Israel, by gosh, they'll do it. But they won't talk about Israel when Israel admittedly is staging terror. Oh, no, then they won't talk about it. Steve, thank you for your great analysis. Are we going to see another report out in the next day or so on this?
Well, yeah, we're going to track it as it develops, and I think there'll be a few more developments, so yeah, we will.
All right, thank you. And you might cover just how mindless the attacks are without giving them attention. It really makes them mad. Send us all your readers. We don't give you any. That's our policy. All right, thank you, Steve. All right, back, you bet. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. I am back from a short vacation. I love you all out there. Thank you for fighting the New World Order. Remember, if you weren't out there fighting the globalists, things would be a lot worse right now. Please get your copies of Terror Storm and America Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Have a great day. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.